Elementary music teacher friend, you love what you do, but you might feel unappreciated and, in fact, unseen some days. You may even feel like you're on a music teacher island and just want to connect with other music teachers who can relate to both your struggles and wins when it comes to teaching elementary music. I get you and understand completely the feelings you're having. That's why each and every week, the Elementary Music Teacher Podcast will provide you with solo and guest episodes that will help you realize you're not alone in your music teaching journey. Throughout each episode, my goal is for you to be able to walk away with actionable steps and ideas to help you feel like you're ready to take on the new week with whatever challenges may be thrown your way. Hi, I'm your host, Jessica Paresta, and I'm so glad you're here. Whether you're at home, in your car, in the shower, or wherever else you're listening, grab your cup of coffee or whatever other beverage is nearby and listen in to the Elementary Music Teacher Podcast.
Hi, I'm Sam Fesich from the EduMagic Podcast, a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to now. Shows on the network are individually owned and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Teaching elementary music to kids all day can make you feel a little cuckoo. In fact, you're probably feeling worn out from finishing out the school year as we speak. If so, you're needing support now more than ever before. Even thinking about heading into the next school year is probably causing you a little bit of stress. First of all, enjoy your summer to the fullest. Take the break you so desperately deserve. You need it. You deserve it. Go and have a break. Then, come to the free coaching week that was created just for you, elementary music teacher friend. In 8 days, you're going to get lesson planning training, accountability calls, mentorship and support, mindset work, community of other music teachers, all inside of a pop-up Facebook group that was created just for this week. It's going to be amazing. I'm going to help you go from overwhelmed to confident, from stressed out and unappreciated to confident in the classroom, fulfilled at work and home, and joyful teaching music day in and day out. This isn't your typical PD friend. It's much more than just another workshop or webinar or challenge, which I've hosted in the past. This is created to be an experience of growing together with other music educators just like you who are there to challenge you, support you, and cheer you on through an entire week devoted and set aside for you. Trust me, you don't want to miss this week. It's going to be epic, and I'm going all in on supporting you in every way possible. Grab your spot and see the schedule at subscribepage.com/Elementary Music Coaching Week 2022 or click on the link in the show notes. It's all going down June 26th through July 3rd, and I cannot wait to see you soon. Hello there! Welcome back to another episode of the Elementary Music Teacher Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Paresta, and I cannot wait to talk about our topic of the day, which is 3 areas to focus on as you wrap up the school year. Now, I realize you listening in, you are an individual with a unique schedule and a unique, you know, what month you end the school year. It may not even be May or June. You may end in July. You may end in August. You may be at a year-round school that has breaks built in. But whatever the case may be, I really do think the things I'm going to talk about in this episode, you can apply to your own situation, just thinking through that, adapting it to fit what you need. There's 3 categories we're going to focus on: yourself, your students, and your classroom. There is a blog post that is linked in the show notes that goes right along with this episode that you can check out and follow along there as well. And I'm going to be mentioning some other podcast episodes throughout this episode that will also help you to move forward as you enter the end of the school year too. Let's go ahead and dive in with the first category, which is yourself. The first thing I want you to think about as you're wrapping up is take care of yourself the last few weeks. It's exhausting. there's a snowball that just kind of keeps rolling down the hill. You know, it just gets bigger and bigger, and there's more and more responsibilities or things happening or activities popping up on your calendar. There's just so much to keep track of. It's honestly just exhausting and overwhelming, isn't it? You probably go home most days and just take a nap, or maybe you're like me and you have too many things going on after school and at night that you don't have time for that. And you just are tired right now. It's just that time of year. But I want you to take care of yourself in whatever way that looks like for you. We've talked about self-care plenty of times on this podcast. And self-care to me is honestly in the boring, mundane day-to-day stuff. It's the, all right, I have 10 hours of things to do back to back to back to back, but I am going to find 20 to 30 minutes to actually relax, not check my phone, not check my email, and to just be. And that's what I want for you, is to just really be intentional about looking at that calendar and finding those open pockets of time you can rest when you get a chance to. Which leads me right into my next point, is look at your calendar. Keep everything organized, your schedules, appointments, programs, talent shows, assemblies, field day, dinner plans that you have with friends. Keep it as organized as you can, because as the end of the school year is here, it gets really stressful where it feels like every day there's something else being added to that calendar, whether it is in your home life, personal life, or at school. It is, and a lot of you work extra jobs, or you're involved at your church, or you're volunteering somewhere. There's just a lot going on. When you're a parent, let's be honest, kids' schedules, there's so much going on. I have two in sports. It's insane. And so what really does help me, though, is looking at my calendar, keeping it organized about what's going on, what do I need to get done, when can I find those open pockets of time to rest. But it really does help my brain to keep everything on the calendar, because if it's not on there, a lot of times either I'll forget and it doesn't happen, or I get overwhelmed when it's not on the calendar because I just have to figure out a time to squeeze something else in. The other thing is to look forward to something this summer. Do you have a vacation this summer coming up? Circle it, bold it on your calendar so you know that that is happening. Gives you something to look forward to. Maybe it's the last day of school. You want to circle that. You want to, that's an accomplishment. Give yourself a giant pat on the back. Maybe there is a professional development you're looking forward to this summer. Maybe you're taking an ORF level or a CADI level and you've never done that before and you're super excited. Or there's a fresh professional development or a workshop you've signed up for. You're super excited. Like, come to my coaching week. Hint, hint. It's going to be awesome. And it's not another professional development. Sign up, sign up, sign up. Just circle what you're looking forward to. And because the reason you're doing that is because when your calendar looks like it's going to explode from having so much written on it or typed on it, when you have something there that you're looking forward to, it will help you get through these crazy busy days and weeks that are ahead of you. Then when you get a chance, I want you to assess where you were at the beginning of the school year and where you are now when it comes to teaching music and all that's involved with that. We've had many episodes about everything that goes into teaching music, but I want you to think about how far you've come from the first day of school to the last day of school. Maybe right now you don't have time to stop and do that, and that's okay. But when I say find the time, maybe it's after the school year is completely wrapped up and you're able to finally stop, process through what happened. Like, wow, I just finally am now able to stop and actually take a breath. When you are able to do that is when I want you to stop and really think about what happened, where are you at, what do you feel like went well, what are things you want to improve on, and just do a self-assessment. And that's a really good thing. It's what's going to help you grow as a teacher. You've probably come way farther than you even realize. I also want you to think about, how do you need to wrap up the last unit you're teaching to your students? Of course, it's going to look different across the board from pre-K through fifth, sixth, or even a lot of you teach middle school and high school, but how are you going to wrap it up? What are you going to, let's be honest, like teaching the end of the school year, there's so many interruptions that happen every single day. So you're going to probably have to get through the end of the year content quicker and more efficiently than you did at the beginning of the school year. So really thinking through that, all right, instead of having, I don't know, 2 weeks to teach this stuff, I'm going to have a week. And so how am I going to do it? Really thinking about how you're going to wrap up the units is going to help your brain in organizing lesson plans and doing some backwards planning. And I want you to give yourself grace. Speaking of planning, if you didn't cover every song, activity, or lesson you had planned to from the beginning of the school year. If you took a workshop with me last summer, I did a whole workshop about simplifying lesson planning. And that's actually another workshop I'm doing at Coaching Week. But we've talked about organizing lesson plans and simplifying lesson plan. And you've heard me before. I've talked about, if you come to any of my workshops, I've talked about creating a song list with activities and then aligning them to the standards you're teaching. Well, maybe you did that and you had all these songs you were going to use to teach a standard and you didn't get to very many of them. Don't be hard on yourself and say, oh my gosh, I was going to get through these 10 and I got through 6. It's okay. Give yourself grace. Did your students learn music? Did you have fun teaching them music most days? Did you feel like you accomplished so much this year and your students learned so much? That's the goal here. It's not about checking off how many songs you did. It's not a race. It's not who did most. You know, it's you're doing the best you can. So give yourself grace. And what I want you to do is go back after this episode and listen to episode 176, where I talk about backwards planning. And it'll help you with maybe you're wanting a better system for lesson planning. That episode will help you a lot before you enter next school year. Save it. Don't listen to it. And right now, if you don't feel like even thinking about next school year, save it for when you're ready to listen to that, because it will really, really help you. And then episodes 24 and 25, going all the way back to the beginning of the podcast, I talk about simplifying lesson planning. So listen to those episodes back to back to help you with that. The next category we're going to talk about is your students. I want you to plan fun end of the year activities and just accept the fact that things are crazy and they're going to be crazy until the last day of school. Everybody's excited. There's a lot of energy. There's a lot of planned spirit weeks and field days and all the other stuff going on. Awards, assemblies. Oh my gosh, so much. And so it's just going to naturally just be a fun time, but also just kind of crazy. So you're not going to be able to lesson plan like you did way back in September. It's going to look a little different. So just accept that. Just accept it. Another episode I want you to listen to after this episode is 151. I talk about wrapping up the school year and I share some activities you can try with your students that will be definitely still teaching them music, but it'll be better suited for the end of the school year. A little bit change of pace from your normal style of teaching. I want you to know how you're going to say goodbye to your students, especially your fifth graders or whatever the oldest grade you teach is. How are you going to say goodbye? What are you going to do with them? What kind of activities do you want to plan with them to make it special and unique? And have your students do a recap of what they learned this school year or talk about their favorite memories and music this year. Plan some kind of time in your class where you're going to be talking with your students. Let them discuss it with each other. Let them discuss it with the class. Let them raise their hand and share memories or favorite activities or what they learned in music. And that is really going to be encouraging to you to hear how far you're, not just you've come as a teacher, but how far your students have come. And the third category is your classroom. In episode 49, I talked about how to prepare your classroom for the summer. So definitely go back and listen to that episode because I really talk about 10 ways to get your classroom ready before you leave for the summer. I understand that everybody's situation is different. My classroom was always used for summer school, so I had to literally bare bones it and take everything out. It was very, very frustrating, and you're probably finding yourself in that category, at least a few of you are. And others, you're able to leave everything in your classroom, but you're given ways that you need to cover your instruments and things like that. So every school is different. Every administrator has different requirements for teachers. And it also, like I said, depends on if your classroom's being used over the summer or not. But go back to episode 49 and I break all that down for you. Before you leave for summer, what materials do you want to keep or give away? Think about that. Go through those and think about it. How do you want to store your instruments? There's no right or wrong way. It's what are you comfortable with? I know a lot of you want to take some instruments home and keep them there. Others want to leave them at school. Just think about what works for you. Then do a classroom audit to think about how you want to set up your room for the next school year, what worked and what didn't, what instruments do you need, and how do you want your students to sit in the music room next year? Maybe you had chairs and now you want sit spots. Maybe you had sit spots and now you want chairs. Maybe you want nothing on the floor. Maybe you want a carpet. Just do an audit of all those things. Really think through every section of your classroom, every single space that you taught music in your room. Think through what worked, what didn't, what do I want, what do I want to do away with? That's something huge to think about when it comes to your classroom. And then go through your teaching resources. decide what you enjoyed using, what really reached your students, and what you're going to shelf. And then organize those resources accordingly, so when you do return back to school, you're able to find what you need to be able to plan your lessons effectively. I hope this was helpful for you. And as you are entering closer and closer to the end of the school year, hang in there. You're doing a great job. Don't be too hard on yourself and just keep moving forward.
Well, hey there. Thank you so much for listening into the Elementary Music Teacher Podcast. There is an exclusive Facebook group just for listeners of this podcast and any elementary music teacher called the Elementary Music Teacher Community Facebook group. Come on over and join us there, where we have conversations around the podcast episodes and encourage each other each and every week. And also head to my website, thedomesticmusician.com. I have some free resources there that you can download to help you gain traction in your classroom today, as well as the blog and the membership site and all kinds of other goodies to help you keep going in your music teaching journey. I cannot wait to keep connecting with you and encouraging you and spurring you on in your journey of teaching elementary music. Hang in there, have an amazing week, and I will see you soon.